This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono signaled that Indonesia is prepared to serve as a mediator for peace to help end the conflict between India and Pakistan if requested. Minister Sugiono noted in a statement in Jakarta on Friday that any steps taken must align with the 1945 Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia that mandates to actively promote world peace. On the same occasion, Minister Sugiono also expressed Indonesia's hope that tensions between India and Pakistan will soon de-escalate and that both countries could engage in dialogue to find common ground. Moving on to the governments of Indonesia and Saint Lucia that have exchanged views on opportunities to intensify their bilateral cooperation in human development by strengthening ties in higher education. On Thursday, a meeting was held in Jakarta between Secretary General of the Indonesian Higher Education, Science and Technology Ministry, Togar M. Simatupang, and Saint Lucia's permanent representatives to the United Nations, Menisa Rambali. On that note, he emphasized his ministry is committed to supporting President Prabowo Subianto's primary goals for Indonesia, especially those related to food self-sufficiency and improvements in the educational system. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Well, I'm still figuring out what's best for me.
Bukan ku tak tersipu. Bukan ku tak butuh kata-kata. Tapi ku meragu. Apakah anggap cinta ini berbeda? Meskipun telah sempurna, cintamu bagai mimpi yang nyata. Ku ingin hatiku bertekuk lutut.
meski ku cinta kau dalam hati.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea. Many do. Where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy. Others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kelawan samudera, tentang katulistiwa,
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Back on Indonesia today with me, Rahma. On today's VOI talk, we're talking about places to go to have fun. So where do you usually go to have fun, VOI listeners and viewers? To the beach, park, amusement park, or malls for Jakartans usually. But what about having fun at museums? Would be a great idea. And to talk more, how fun would it be to be at museums? Why don't we have this special VOI talk with today's special guest joining us on Zoom from Museum Lovers Community. We have Novi Savitri. Hello, Novi. How are you?
Hello, I'm good here.
Thank you for joining us on VOI Talk.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Pleasure is ours as well. And now we would like to be more curious to find out more about how exciting would be if we visit museums.
Yeah, it's always exciting for me. I mean, yeah, I'm always excited to go to museum. And yeah, I'm here to share. If you want to know more, go ahead.
Okay, because usually when we hear the word museum, it's all about history, the ancient objects, but actually we can do more in museums, especially now we also have lots of technological advancement. So can you share what our listeners and viewers should know about museums, especially here in Indonesia?
Okay, here in Indonesia, there are lots of museums, like you say that for Rahma, there are some modern things also there, but also museum. So it's like it or not, we can relate it to the past, and that's what made it even more interesting, is museum is just like an open book for everyone to visit and for everyone to learn more about what happened in the past. You know, that we can learn a lot from the history, okay? There are beautiful moments, valuable cultures, even the mistakes that people made in the past. And we can learn from that. So yeah, that's museum for me. It's just like a big open book for everyone to visit.
Open book. Interesting. Learning mistakes from the past in museum. Wow. Okay, that's another insight about museum. And what about one or some museums in Indonesia that you would like to share? So maybe our listeners and viewers are happening to be in Indonesia or will visit Indonesia. Let's recommend some museums for them.
Okay. Let me think. Is there a lot actually? Okay, I would start with the oldest museum in Indonesia because that's also interesting. The name is Radia Pustaka. That's located in Solo or Surakarta. That's, for me, that's interesting because I could learn a lot, especially about the Japanese culture. And what made me very happy when I was there, I found a typing machine that with Japanese characters. So it's not using alphabets, but Japanese characters. But for me, like, wow, how come that in the past people got that technology? And that's really amazing. Mm-hmm. And also, if we move to another city, Museum Sandi, if you've ever heard about that, that's the one in Kota Baru in Yogyakarta. That's also interesting. It's all about toads, and that really, like, that was an eye-opener for me, especially related to the codes used during the war and even peacetime, and how people could be very tricky or smart if they want to get something. So yeah, from that collection, that made me wonder that actually, you know, we human are very smart and also tricky at the same time. Museum, okay. National Museum. That's also like, yeah, it's collection for sure. It's really good. Yeah, that's one of my favorite too.
And also the new feature, of course, in the National Monument.
Yes, the immersive one. Yeah.
Yes, that really attracts so many people lately.
Yeah. And that's actually a good thing, because that attracts even people who don't really like to go to museum, because it's like something new, like it's more colorful, it's like, yeah, learning history in a different way. Really nice.
Yes, people, especially kids, really like colors, right? Something colorful and advanced technology. A very good movement from the National Monument, which is so close to our office anyway.
Yes. And lucky you.
Museum Sandi, I just heard about it. So it's all about coats in the past.
Coats from the Roman time that people used. For example, if there was a war between one country, between some countries there, and then like the coats can be found anywhere, not only in the clothes that they wore, but also like something like in the scalp, on the scalp, it's written there. And how did people make it? That's also interesting. And also an eye-opener for me, because like I found a machine, special machine to crack the code that belongs to a particular country that it was not supposed to be there. It was found in one part of Indonesia that was I was just like, wow, how could this thing there in that place? That was an eye-opener for me also. That's why I told you that that's a proof that humans are so smart, but also so tricky if they want to get something. So yeah, I learned a lot from that. Interesting, actually.
Okay, so many things actually we can find and learn at the museum. Eye-opening, like you said. So out of the so many museums that you probably have visited, which one is your favorite one and why?
Okay, this is a tough question. Because for me, every museum has like its specialties. It's hard to choose one, but if you want me to choose, if it is in Jakarta, there is Textile Museum. That's also I like a lot. Because, I love to learn a lot about clothing. All the traditional things there. And then what I love so much from that museum is like they have a collection of plants that is related to the natural coloring. And one of the things I learned was about tarum, if you ever heard about that. Tarum is actually indigo. Indigo tinctovera. Okay, that's the source of blue colors in Japan, India, Europe, also in Indonesia. And in Indonesia, we call that tarum. And tarum was the second biggest export of Nusantara in 16th century, after spices for sure. And that was very famous, very big. There were really a lot of tarum that we have. The tarum itself, they grow wild. And by that, there is a river, a very famous river. That's the name is taken from tarum itself. So it's called Citarum, the water of tarum.
Oh.
And that's a really important thing. Tarum, the name was taken, or there was a country, a kingdom that used tarum as its name. That's Taruma Negara, or Negaranya Tarum, or the kingdom of tarum, or the kingdom of indigo. So because that's very big thing at that time.
Okay, so from one thing we can know so many things afterwards by visiting museum. Okay.
And that's not the only one. There are a lot. So that's why I have to really choose which one that I can share.
Okay, and now we're talking about the community you are joining, which is Museum Lovers Communities. Can you tell us about this community?
Okay, well, from the name that actually is the a group of people who like museum.
Yeah.
Okay. So really, we are open to everyone who would like to join. Well, actually, in the past, I like to join the Sahabat Museum, if you've ever heard about that. Okay. There was a Sahabat Museum, but I joined that from many years ago, I think. Yeah. That's so long time ago. Then I joined other communities as well. So all kinds of like history or something. So yeah, I joined several communities. Then my friends and I decided, like, okay, let's do this. Let's just do it together. Why not? Because we love museum, we love history, we love culture, and we love Indonesia for sure. So yeah, let's just do it.
Since when you have joined the community?
Okay, that's hard. I don't really do numbers, but yeah, it's more than 5 years.
More than already. 5 years. Okay, so in more than 5 years, which places in Indonesia, which museum that you have traveled to, you have been to, and how memorable is it?
Okay, well, let me think first. So it must be outside Jakarta, right? Okay. Well, I can share the one in Toraja.
Yeah.
There's a small museum in Ketekesu. It's an area in Toraja, North Toraja, actually. That's amazing. It's not only because of the building itself that is like traditional houses of Toraja, but also because of the collection. And you know that Toraja has several kinds of cloths. One of them is Sarita, and then there's also like the woven one. There in that museum, I found that there was a piece of cloths, and it was from India. And India has given a touch in the pattern in Toraja as well. So just imagine, like, Toraja is not easy to reach. It's not by the beach. It's on the mountainous area. So, like, wow. It's, yeah, like, India there in the past. Like, okay, that's something. It's something for me that's, wow. Yeah, that, how is it that we have started to work together since years ago? And, yeah. That's amazing.
Wow. Extraordinary. Really something. And that's one of most memorable experience that you had. Okay. And talking about the museums, you think it's culture increase awareness? I mean, visiting museum increase cultural awareness, understanding the history and culture of the nation.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. It's just like this. If we visit museum, like it or not, we're going to learn a lot about the past. We're going to learn a lot about culture. Yeah. We're going to know more about our roots. And yes, when we think of the future generation, the education they have, or the things we can give to them, then we're going to think, like, okay, there are the things we can give to the kids or to the future generation for their future. One is the wings, so they can travel to other parts of the world. They can travel to any places they want. They can use their knowledge and spread it to any parts of the world. The other one is the roots. The roots is their culture, their country, their family. That no matter how far they can travel, no matter how far they can spread their wings, there is always a place to be called home. There's always a place that they belong to. It's their culture, it's their country. So by visiting a museum, we can start from introducing this to the kids, to the younger generation, that this is your part. Embrace it. Be proud of it. Because we're not shaping you into people from other countries. It's you are you. You're Indonesian. And you have your roots here. By inviting younger generation to visit museums, opening up that big books for them is going to like opening up their horizons also. Then traveling to other countries is not just traveling, but also like spreading the news, the good news from Indonesia. That I'm proud to be Indonesia. I'm proud to be Indonesian, and I can go anywhere else I like. I can travel, I can spread my wings, I can spread my knowledge. But yes, I'm Indonesian.
Wow. And nowadays, how do you see people, how wide they spread their wings into museums in Indonesia, their enthusiasm right now?
The enthusiasm now, I think, is getting higher. Well, that's in my opinion, that's from what I see. Because the museum itself, they try to, like, so-called invite younger generation by having different kinds of display, different kinds of looks. So, yeah, they sometimes, they mix a bit of what modern art and the old culture. So I think that's a good thing to bridge the gap between the younger generation and the past that we have in the museum. Because in the past, we thought that people thought that, oh, museum, old things, old stuff, I don't like that. Okay, but by having such a modern touch, so it's like building a bridge for everyone to know more about museum, for anyone to feel that they're invited to the museum, to feel that they're also part of that. And museum is interesting.
And one of interesting things that I think is quite going viral is the face detection feature on which tribe are you.
Yeah,
that's really fun.
That's fun. That's interesting also, yeah. Because once you try that,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes we can get different ones. Like if we try twice or three times, we can get different ones. But then, what's interesting also, like for especially if you don't know, oh, what's that? What kind of ethnic group it is? And then you try to Google that and then find information, more information about that special ethnic group. That's interesting.
Yes. And
still a long queue, right?
Sorry?
Still a long queue, dude.
Yes. Very long. And what do you think about the role of society or institutions in supporting the development of museums and also cultural preservation?
Okay. I think by joining any trips or just visiting museum, that's already helping people to be aware more of what we have, to be aware more of the development of museum. Like, remember, like nowadays, more and more people having like guided tour or walking tour. Okay, that's like a sense. There's a feeling that people would like to know more about what happens in the past. People would like to learn more about what the culture, and learning doesn't happen only at school. Learning can be anywhere. So that's already really good. Like people have that. Enjoyed that. Yep. And also, yeah, I think that's one of the things that we can support the development. I mean, by learning more about what we have, learning more about the culture and museum. And then we would like to, there's a feeling that we'd like to preserve it. We don't want to lose it. Okay. Remember when there was a fire in National Museum?
Yes.
Yeah. Lots of people were crying. Lots of people were heartbroken. So because of that, yeah, I believe that more and more people are interested in learning more about the cultures, and museums is a really good big open book again for everyone.
Okay. Do you have any your own ideas or suggestion to make museums more, it is actually already attractive, but so much more attractive to all of generation?
Okay, then this is from the museum point of view, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I remember that was in the past that, is that Museum Bank Indonesia or Museum Mandiri, they got an event there and people would like to go there. So like having an event for a museum, inviting people more to come and to see, that's one of the things they can do. Besides using the technology, like immersive things, okay? But handling an event, that's for sure inviting more people to join, to come, to learn. Okay. Usually if I get a time to go to Jakarta Kota Tua, I usually visit Museum Bank Indonesia or Museum Mandiri, Bank Mandiri. But at the time was like very full. Lots of people would like to go there. And that event was really something. Or remember also museum, what is that? What do you call that? Bahari? Museum Bahari in Jakarta Kota. Yeah. Yeah. Having an event that is not only an event, that is also like a kind of, what is that? Like, you know, like a game for everyone to find clues from one place to other place. They have to read what is it in the artifact, and to know more about that. And then, you know, it's like, you know, this is actually my favorite, like, what do you call that? Like Amazing Race, but Amazing just in the race. Museum. So you have a clue and you have to solve it, and you have to read. You have to take pictures. You have to know something. You have to learn something. I think it's going to be good. Or, working together with schools, communities,
fun. Okay. Again, a collaboration. Hold more events like Amazing Race or Treasure Hunt.
True. Yeah, it is interesting for the young people. Or you can also do it at, like a family based event. Treasure Hunt family based. That's also fun.
Yes.
Because I believe not every family loves to go to malls every weekend.
The parking lot.
Yes. Okay. So museum can be an idea.
Yes.
Why not?
Okay, having fun plus learning so many things beyond history, right? Okay. So for our listeners and viewers who would like to join Museum Lovers Community, update the latest activities, any website or social media they can go.
For sure, actually, for a human, Museum Lovers Community, we don't really have that, but we can give you, like, for example, like, because we all work, okay? Oh. So, sometimes if we're not, when we are not active, so we can give you the contact of other groups so you can join up. So, because I believe, like, if you want to make the museum, like people love museum, so we cannot work by ourselves. We have to collaborate with others. So if we cannot make it, so we open it to other communities.
Okay, then. So maybe our listeners can contact Voice of Indonesia first find more, maybe if there are events of Museum Lovers Community they can join, visit museums not only with family but with new friends from communities. Would it be so much more fun?
Even if you decided to join it by yourself, for sure you will have new friends.
So many good things we can get, right? Okay, Novi Safitri from Museum Lovers Community, thank you so much for taking us around museums in Indonesia. Although I think even 1 hour is not enough to take us go around museums in Indonesia, because there are lots of interesting museums to visit, right, in Indonesia.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your information and insight about having fun at museum. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Well, listener, that's today's VOI Talk, where we have fun have fun at museum with Novi Savitri from Museum Lovers Community. Hopefully you now have idea where to go to spend fun time with your loved ones. Well, listeners, stay tuned for more interesting, inspiring talks from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believe that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Just a lost satellite in the space, constantly drifted away. I keep on transmitting, but you wouldn't even receive it. I've been dreaming of gravity, I'm running out of battery, paralyzed in the middle of the crowd. Floating in galaxy where all of the stars are behind me. Breaking free of the planet's orbit, you couldn't even stare at me. Well, I've tried a million ways, but I can't find myself connected to you. Wonder if we're back where we started, then we just got again. Oh, and I talk too much. I thought I could hold your hands with no fear. You're taking it all. I'm dissociating, can't you see? You just leave me here trying on gravity. We constantly drifted away. You keep on ignoring me, but you wouldn't give me a reason. Then came November, thought we'd get better, but still right here waiting to start. You said you'd be there, always be acting like you can. Breaking free of the planet's orbit, you couldn't even listen. Well, that we just can't end it again. Oh, and I thought too much. I thought I could hold it. No fear, you're taking it all for granted. I'm dissociating, can't you see? You just leave me here trying on gravity, lying on gravity, lying on gravity, open. Lying on gravity, lying on gravity, lying with no gravity, open.
Menanti di jalan sepi.
Thank you.
Vita Indara from The Virgin with their latest single Bimbi, a cover song by an Indonesian legendary singer songwriter, the late Titiek Puspa. And this song also just wrap up our today's program of Indonesia Today, but on RRiNet, Kazon BOINews.id and RRi Digital Mobile App Channel BOI, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I'm Rahma signing out from Indonesia Today on RRiNet. I'll see you in another RRiNet interesting edition of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRiNet.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I walk a thin line. I'm in overdrive, not ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. There's guzzling in the veins. I'm caught in highlights, so electrified. Don't say no way now. Watch me.
friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hands, turn with me.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's parliament through Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency is stepping up its international diplomacy by forging stronger trade and medical ties with Iran and Senegal during the 19th Parliamentary Union of Islamic Countries Conference in Jakarta. Ofra has the detail.
The Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency of the Indonesian House of Representatives held bilateral meetings with Iran, Senegal, and the Indonesian Red Crescent on the sidelines of the 19th Parliamentary Union of Islamic Countries Conference on Thursday in Jakarta. The meetings aimed to strengthen cooperation in the fields of trade, health, and humanitarian efforts. Vice Chair of Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency, Ravindra Erlangga, stated that Senegal is interested in Indonesia's top export products such as pulp and paper, steel, oleochemicals, and vegetable oil. Meanwhile, Iran expressed strong interest in medical collaborations, including hospital development and the use of robotic surgery technology.
We hope our trade growth will continue to rise, especially through the preferential trade agreement, which has actually already been signed. Some of the main products they need